This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Sarah Hahn, director of Stanley County Libraries, went before the county commissioners to seek approval for a $200,000 grant. Here she is talking about that and what they'd like to do with the money.
I am excited to request board approval of Budget Amendment 2025-29 and the associated project ordinance to appropriate the $200,000 grant award that we were awarded from the NCDIT for our local government digital champion grant, and then also to create the full-time and part-time digital navigator positions for the library. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions?
Free money and free employees, we're very excited about. We definitely think that it is a community need, so we're excited to have the opportunity.
County Commissioner Bill Lawhon wanted to know exactly what a digital navigator was, and here he is along with Sarah Hahn once again.
Give us a brief description of what these employees will be doing.
Great. So digital navigator is a term that is becoming more popular in the library world. It is a person who is designated to sit down and help people with internet capability, devices, things that they're not familiar with, how to fill out job applications online, how to create a portal to pay a utility bill online, help them set up an email address, do community outreach events and say, you know, pop up at the park, learn about safe online shopping, things like that. So this will not be a librarian position. It will be more of a community liaison. That's why they sort of call it a navigator, to help people navigate the digital landscape and bridge the digital divide between everything online and folks who may not have those skills or those devices and things. So the money goes to the two positions, a full-time person who would be stationed at the Albemarle location, and then a part-time position who would float around between all of our branch locations. And then they would work together on community outreach projects. And then also it would fund data for 29 Wi-Fi hotspots that we already have. They were procured during COVID, but there's never been any data for them. So now it would be 29 Wi-Fi hotspots for those 2 years of the grant agreement.
County Commissioner Patty Crump wanted to know about the employees being hired. If they were aware when the grant money runs out, their position may run out as well. Here is Ms. Crump along with Sarah Hahn once again.
Do you have any heartburn? I mean, I know that people will have those questions. Okay, so you got a grant, you got 2 years, two people. When the grant money runs out, and if there's not $200,000 to go to employees, how do you feel like that will that affect your ability to hire someone for these positions?
So we actually love the fact that it is a temporary position because it gives us a chance to sort of see how it goes, see what the community needs, and then hopefully at the end of the 2 years, we will have data to decide, is this something we need to continue or not? I will say temporary positions in the library world are very common with grant-funded things. Libraries are not at the top of the budget chain usually. So receiving items, people, positions through grant funding for temporary things is very normal. And I actually already have two people who had applied previously for another position who were super qualified for this, but we couldn't say anything about it yet. And so I just said, we have the potential of this. We're looking at what this might be. Is that something you'd be interested in us keeping your application on file for? And they said, oh, yeah, definitely. You know, so a lot of the time I feel like 2 years is a good, see how it went, see how the people are doing. And then once it's not grant funded anymore, determine whether it's something we want to request. And at that point, if we do, we can make it what we feel the community really needs it to be if it's different from what the original grant guidelines were.
How to reach out to people that need this help was a topic of conversation as well. And here is Commissioner Bill Lawhon.
How are you going to market this to get citizens in that want to learn how to use a computer?
So we currently have programs in place that we have partnered with Stanley Community College to do, and they've been really well attended. We've done like internet computer basics, then that to the next level, more intermediate use. We have just done a workshop on scam awareness with URI Bank that is bringing people in and showing them, you know, if you don't know how to use this technology, et cetera, and it's been incredibly popular. We have a lot of requests for people who come in daily and say, you know, I need to pay my power bill online. They say that I've got to do it and set up an account. I don't know how to do that. I don't even have an email address. Where do I even start? And so that takes our CERC staff off the front desk and has to, you know, they have to sit down with someone for 45 minutes or so. Then we're shorthanded or we're limited with our plans for additional programming that we had on the calendar, or we're having to deny service and say, you know, we don't have anybody to help you right this minute. Could you come back? But if your power bill's due tomorrow, we want to help. So it's just sort of created a little bit of a balance. So I think the need is there. We've seen it. And when we have done these workshops in partnership with the community college, they've been popular.
Commissioner Evert said he may be the first one to sign up for a class. And here he is at the end of the discussion.
Thank you.
Sarah, I'd be one, if something happens to my wife, I'd be one sitting in the dark with no cable because I don't do anything online.
We can help you.
But I would like to make a motion to approve the budget amendment 2025-29 and the associated project ordinance to appropriate the grant funds as requested and authorize the creation of one full and one part-time digital navigator position.
And the county commissioners voted 7-0 to receive the grant. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Sunny today with a high near 76 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight, the low around 47. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high reaching 71. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.